Will no one rid us of this annoying Constitution? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Attorney General is sticking to his decision to try 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in New York. But people are worried. Will it make New York a target? Could some clever defense lawyer get him off on a technicality? Here's the latest CBS poll.
54% most Americans think that suspected terrorists should be tried in a closed military court.
Rudy Giuliani agrees.
If there was no other choice and they had to be tried in New York, of course they should be tried in New York. But the reality is there is another choice.
And actually, why have a trial at all? We all know he did it. He himself has admitted it. Listen to what the president said.
I don't think it will be offensive at all when he's convicted, when the death penalty is applied to him.
See, why bother trying him? The president already has him convicted. Let's just cut to the execution. Well, of course, the reason is because, once again, we have come face to face with that nagging document called the Constitution, a document full of legal rights that apply not just to the good guys, but to the bad guys. Apparently, the founders of this country were actually less afraid of bad guys than they were of a powerful government. Remember the Tea Parties, warning us that health care reform is about to drag us into goose-stepping communism? And yet, when it comes to how we go about actually executing someone, we're going to trust the government to decide in secret. Well, Eric Holder says no. And as for the trial being a target, if America is really worried about terrorists making New York a target, why are we building a gigantic new skyscraper at Ground Zero? Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at daveross.com.